The starting horn fired bright and early Monday morning for the fifth annual running of a madcap maritime marathon. The 750-mile race to Alaska has been compared to the Iditarod, but with a chance of drowning or getting eaten by a bear. Correspondent Tom Bonsi met some of the sailors at the start in Port Townsend, Washington.
Any size boat with any size crew can compete in the race to Alaska as long as it has no motor and can get to Ketchikan self-supported. The 43 entries this year include two stand-up paddleboarders, a Hawaiian-style outrigger sailing canoe, a half dozen rowboats and skiffs, alongside a bunch of really fast racing sailboats, catamarans, and trimarans.
There continue to be interesting boats across a spectrum of craft.
Race co-founder Jake Beatty of the Northwest Maritime Center.
It's just whatever you want to bring. We'll be racing against whatever else other people will like to bring.
As in years past, the winning team collects $10,000 and the runner-up gets a set of steak knives. There is a novel twist this year. Last year's winner is back to defend her title. That's the all-female Seattle area crew of Team Sail Like a Girl. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend.